warm enough on the north coast. It's a sunny, sunny Tuesday morning, and it's just getting hotter as the day marches on. Make sure you're drinking lots of water, staying hydrated. We're going to be talking about staying hydrated in a second. In fact, we're talking about your beverage of choice, your cup of calm. But first, we're going to be getting a little hot around the collar, little animated, and maybe a little bit angry this morning, Tuesday morning. Why we normally don't go in that direction, but today we will, because Tuesday it's our chance to take a breath Tuesday. Helen Garner is in the studio with us, fresh from a yoga class, and she is taking a breath, but it's not helping. Helen, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Are you really good?
Yeah.
There's lots of very frustrated, agitated, irritated, angry, and concerned people in Ballito. I read the news headline out at top of the hour. It's now officially filtering into the national media, the news channels. This is the drama concerning what is on the cards at our local El Ballito Hospital. And yeah. If you are a parent, this is of particular concern to you. Helen, you are a parent. And this is, pediatricians and obstetricians have been given their marching orders, effectively, in favor of a more profitable line of medicine, mental health services. So, your thoughts, Helen?
Well, you got to go back to the Hippocratic Oath, is first do no harm. And I think this is harming. This is harmful. And, yeah, it is such a worry. It's such a worry because we are a blue chip town. We are growing. I don't know statistically if we're the fastest growing town still, but we're pretty much up there.
And I think we're right up there, yeah.
We're right up there, and we've got a huge demographic of young families. So the question is El Ballito mad?
Well, there's certainly a lot of discussion, a lot of dialogue, a lot of anger and intense emotion around this decision. We're going to be having some robust discussions on radio this week. We've got some stuff that's being confirmed and lined up, and we're trying to make sure that we give everyone their opportunity to say their piece, so we can get a full picture on this thing and the decisions behind it, the ramifications. But looking at this letter that's been doing the rounds, it's a joint statement. 9 specialists who have operated from the hospital coming together to release a statement saying they were informed that their leases would not be renewed in January next year. They were told to vacate their consulting rooms by the end of April 2023. Mm. And the statement saying, look, there are no alternative admission facilities for sick children and birthing mothers in Ballito, and this step will have a dire impact on the viability of their practices. So, as you say,
it's extremely harmful.
It's,
I mean, if you think you want to race your child to hospital for any reason, you know, like if you've got to race your child to hospital, you don't exactly want to race an extra 45 minutes or an hour.
And then at the crux of the matter, obviously this is a private medical facility and not a government healthcare facility, and so they have this room to maneuver and to decide what they're going to be focusing on in terms of it being ultimately a for-profit enterprise.
Yeah.
But then you kind of say, okay, well, is there not a mandate and a community responsibility to be able to offer a full spectrum of care, including care for sick children and birthing mothers?
Yep.
Is that not part of their terms of their license as a hospital? Because there are licenses granted for these things, and once a hospital has been planted, you then can't just open another hospital right next door to it because it might infringe on their license to operate in that area. And if there is this...
They've got to fulfill obligations.
Yeah.
I just think the obligation to the community. We are a growing community of young families. That is the demographic of this area.
Well, listen, the conversation is definitely only getting started on this front, and we're going to be examining it in detail. But while we're simmering, blood boiling, let's try and take a breath for a Tuesday and take it down a notch.
So I would say the worst thing you could do is have a cup of coffee then.
Okay. Well, look, this is what I wanted to talk about this morning. Was
exactly.
Your morning rituals and your morning brew. And what gets you from idling to engine ready to rear and take on the day? And for most folks, I would imagine, it's that cup of coffee.
It is, or
two, or three.
Yeah, absolutely.
In whatever form. I'm guessing most folks, it's going to be the quick and dirty, just a instant spoon in the instant coffee, maybe a heap of sugar and milk, and away you go, just to kind of get you to functioning.
Kickstart the engine.
Yeah. Are you a coffee person?
So I actually was. I absolutely. So I'm. There's no judgment. I get it. Coffee's amazing.
It works.
I didn't. I'm an all or nothing kind of gal. So I didn't just go for one. I used to have many, multiple. But when I started freediving, I had to start looking at health and stuff. And it raises your heart rate. So it's a stimulant. So I cut out all stimulants. So I haven't drunk coffee for 12 years.
Wow.
Maybe 15 years.
And being a real diehard coffee drinker, did you feel was it a struggle to kick it initially? Did you go through the withdrawals? Because it's real.
When you try to stop drinking
coffee.
No, the headaches are real.
You understand it is a drug. I mean, caffeine is the drug, and your body has a real physical withdrawal, and you actually you can't appreciate to the extent to which you are addicted until you stop.
But I read this. It says that the caffeine and decaffeinated give you the same effects. So it says some studies have shown caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee have the same effects, which suggests something else in coffee is involved.
Okay.
That's very interesting.
Wow. So caffeine maybe not the the active
ingredient.
There's
something else. But yeah, there's something in coffee that just sort of revs the engine.
Gee whiz. Okay. But now that you have led the life of a non-coffee drinker,
no.
Do you substituted it? What do you do?
How do you?
Because you need that thing in your life. A cup of calm or
I love a cup of tea. I do. I really love a cup of tea. I remember lodging, the best thing ever was a gas stove, so I can still, put the kettle on and have the cup of tea, because that was hard.
Ah, you see, this is a load shedding
shedding dilemma, yes.
If you can't boil a kettle during load, that's got to be one of the biggest irritants.
Yes.
Apart from no Wi-Fi, if you only have an electric stove and you can't heat things up, or you can't boil your electric kettle, then you're a miserable
person.
Yeah,
you've got to actually get a flask. And put water in a flask.
That's the other.
Yeah, there's a hack.
There's a way around.
Yeah. So I do love a cup of calm. But the best thing I like in the morning, and something that I actually started in Egypt, was hot water, lemon, and honey.
So this is just lemon, like squeeze lemon juice into your cup of hot water and a teaspoon of honey. How many honeys are we talking?
Honey just makes you sweet, so it's nice. And in Ayurveda, they say that honey has the closest sort of makeup to the blood plasma and stuff. So it's very good for you as well. So so lemon squeeze like a quarter into, and we'd actually just drop it in, and that we always had that before a free dive because it alkalines the body.
For real.
Mm-hmm. You would never think it because it's so acidic tasting.
Yeah, that to me it seems completely
counterintuitive.
I think lemon juice, acidity, sour, but
it alkalines the system.
That's amazing. And you mentioned Ayurveda, which is this it's ancient.
It's the science of the body.
Science of the body. Hailing from India, it's got really deep roots. But there's a thing about warm versus cold beverages, right, in Ayurveda.
So never, ever, ever drink something cold because it must be body temperature. Otherwise, because in Ayurveda, you have, when you get hungry, your digestive system is fire, right? So when you're hungry, the fire's like stoking. If you can just imagine little woods in your stomach and they're stoking the fire.
I don't have to imagine.
And if now imagine throwing ice on that fire. So now your digestive system isn't going to be doing what it needs to be doing, which is working. So it's now you've now put the fire out. So now you're going to eat, and your digestive system is off.
Wow. Okay. So you're not going to be getting that optimal absorption of nutrients and all that stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate that. I can see the reasoning there. And so do you yourself never go for ice cold beverages?
No, it's a big long-standing joke that I'm the lowest maintenance person to go camping, because everyone else is whining about like having a cold beer later, and I'm like, just give me room temperature water. I'm fine.
But you got your flask. You got your hot water if you need it.
If I need my tea, exactly.
There you go. But there's a whole bunch of other, really trendy alternative beverages. Matcha.
What do you drink?
Me, I'm on the coffee train at the moment. I'm definitely still part of that tribe. But you saw me the other day having some. What was it? It's cacao. Someone gave me a bunch of raw, kind of spiced cacao. So not hot chocolate, but it's like the raw. Crushed where your cocoa comes from. Not for everyone's taste. Definitely an acquired taste. But the thing
that's
is,
very very diplomatic.
It is a kind of a stimulant. It's kind of a coffee substitute. It gives you the buzz, but you don't get the peak and the drop. You don't get that spike.
That peak and drop, and then if you add sugar, that's what I used to do. That's why I drank so much coffee, because I was having the coffee with a lot of sugar, and I was. Peaking.
And then
peaking.
Smashing.
Yeah, smashing.
And green tea?
I love green tea.
I would assume because yoga, the yoga life and green tea, it just seems like it goes together.
You know what I'm drinking at home as well? Is pine needle tea. It's not bad. It's really, actually, like it.
Do you buy your pine needle tea? You don't.
I got it from the health shop here at Lifestyle from Judy.
And it's legitimately made from pine needles.
It's legit. And if you look up, it says it's more vitamin C in the pine needle. And there's so many benefits, so many antioxidants and stuff. It's so good for you. So I'm like, this is amazing.
If Seaweed Steve could hear what you were saying right now, because we used to have a segment on the show, on this radio station called Teas of the World with Steve Honeyset. And he once actually brought pine needles that he picked up on his weekend hike.
Yes.
And he brewed us pine needle tea in studio.
It's delish.
I was surprised.
I thought I needed honey. You don't need anything. It's really, and you know what I do as well, Mike, which is so nice, is the ritual. Because sometimes you're just gulping when you wake up and you need the time to have rituals. So I've bought a really cute little teapot that is what are those ones where you can put the loose leaves?
Yes,
so
it's got the
little catchment thing. It's adorable. It's cute. And I pour that in, and then I have my little, I even bought little tiny little Chinese sort of cups, and I drink my pine, then I just brew it, and I have my green tea, or I have my pine needle tea, and it's a ritual. It's a moment.
It gives you that little breathing space in the morning just to sort of really wake up and figure out where you're going.
Yes, exactly. It's very. And then the other thing is matcha. I don't know if you've tasted matcha.
I was going to say this matcha powder, green stuff. It's very trendy at the moment.
You can
get yourself a matcha cappuccino at the Woolies Cafe if you ever.
And actually, proper smoothies have matcha smoothies, which I go and buy the smoothie blocks.
Okay.
It is because it's not super 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 sweet. So it's sweet but just enough.
But it's that green.
Oh, it's
also
delicious.
Very alcaline thing.
It's a superfood. Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
If you want to get your dose of greenness.
Yeah, get some matcha.
Matcha. And have you heard of mate?
No.
It's this, you see people drinking it through a kind of a silver straw thing. I will find out where, it's like a North African thing, but where I heard about this was the last time Jeremy Loops was in town, and I was backstage with him in the band, not to drop any names, but hey, I was doing the emceeing thing, and one of his, I think it was his keyboardist, was drinking this thing out of a weird silver straw, and I was like, well, what is that, man? And he was saying, it's mate, and it's like, it just keeps you really, it just wakes you up and keeps you going, but you don't have that spike that you get from coffee. And
oh, wow.
I was like, okay, cool. If Jeremy Loops' crowd is into this, it must be really cool. Cape Townian, on
Cape
that level.
Cape Townian trend.
So
we should look into it.
They'll know about it at Lifestyle Health, I'm sure. If you go ask the team, they'll tell you about it. But you got to drink it out of that silver straw.
Is it to be completely cool?
Well, it's like the authentic. It's got its own little filter in the bottom of it, sort of the loose leaves are floating in the cup, and then your straw, it actually filters it out as you're sipping it. That's
That's
also
very
just makes
cool.
you look like, cool. But so there you go. There's so many different directions you can go in. But bringing it back to the coffee, if you do want to still, if you're not ready to remove coffee from your life, but you still want to make it a bit of a ritual, and also just to kind of maybe soften the blow of the caffeine sledgehammer, you can start exploring the world of pour over coffee. And if you head to the Cooking Store, for example, in the Lifestyle Center Belito, you'll see they've got those really trendy Chemex, like it's that hourglass shaped glass vessel. You put the filter paper in the top, your coffee grounds, coarse ground, and there's a whole, you can YouTube it, the Chemex coffee ritual. It's a very slow pour over method. You've got to kind of wait for gravity to pull the water through the filter paper, and it produces this very soft, almost tea-like coffee, full-flavored, reveals all the flavors that you can't normally get from a French press or from a instant coffee thing, because instant coffee is not real coffee anyway. But
but who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge? But it's it's a really, it's a way to kind of take it slow, still get your caffeine fix, tempered a little bit, and just be, yeah, a little bit more zen about the whole morning caffeine rush. There you go. Now you learn something.
Hey. That sounds amazing.
No, but I can't put you back in the coffee house.
No, I'm not
going
to, but I'm definitely going to make my way down to Lifestyle Health and ask them about, what is it, mate?
Mate. I'm going to Google it now and make sure I get the right spelling for you. But yeah, tell them you heard it on the radio. There you go. Take a breath on a Tuesday. And Helen, for those that want to take a breath and do all the cool poses that go along with a morning yoga session, where can people find you online?
They can find me on Instagram, Helen Garner Yoga. And on Facebook, Helen Garner Yoga everywhere. And I'm at FitPod 3 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
There you go. And maybe you'll be standing on Thursday afternoon along with all the protesters. That
with
are
a placard.
With a placard.
I'm in.
The peaceful protest happening outside the hospital thing.
We'll give you
the
really?
Yeah, it's happening.
Okay,
I'll
have to tune in.
I'll give you the full details. We'll catch up next Tuesday for sure on the other side of all of that. You heard it,
never
yeah.
Never know if I have to break out of jail.
Oh, my gosh. Bringing you back to the music with Beatenberg and Msaki, White Shadow on 88 FM, your local station.
I spend most of my time trying to work out what I'm going to say. For example, today I did not leave the house and I wrote to people far away. Hours away. Don't stay away.
You're listening to 88 FM.
For a school for your child, do you look at sports involvement, music, dance and drama, a strong sense of community, a science, tech, engineering, arts and math space, where students learn coding and robotics from age 6, or a school that provides global opportunities for students? Well, Redham House Palito offers all that and more. Visit www.palito.redhamhouse.com to book a personalized tour today.
Introducing The Weekender, Life and Style's new weekly newsletter, where we bring you a carefully curated collection of all the week's best news, music, stories, book recommendations, things we love, podcasts, and much, much more. Sign up at lifeandstyle.fm and get The Weekender delivered straight to your inbox every Friday for free.
Flat battery. Struggling to start your car? Call Battery Center Bolito, your trusted local battery specialists. Now going the extra mile to serve our community with their 24-hour breakdown call-out service. Available for all residents of Bolito, Salt Rock and Imshlali. Battery Center Bolito's experienced call-out technician will be able to jumpstart your vehicle or replace your battery with one that won't let you down. Save the number in case of emergency. 082-878-2110 or 082-697-8892. P.S. Battery Center Bolito is currently running a sizzling special on Exide batteries with the best price in town. Visit them at Shop 27, Kyle Army Park, Douglas Crow Drive, Bolito. Battery Center Bolito, at your service 24/7.
Listen to the voice of Bolito. Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
Survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story.